The K92 Morning Things. Ghost Hunters.
Okay. They had a night of drunk bowling.
Maybe. It happened.
It does happen.
And yeah. It sounded like it was a fun time, like it was a great time.
It did. And Ryan went out with Emma. We get the whole story. They went bowling. Yep. Drinks were had. And then Ubers were taken, separate locations. Have not been heard from in a month after that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hold on to hope. Let me throw this out here.
Fingers crossed.
Miscommunication.
Yep.
Something. I don't know. Lost phone number. Phone fell in a toilet. Something like that.
But they did meet through Facebook, so it's kind of like you can see when someone's updating their profile.
Yeah,
you know.
Monica, the kids today. This is how they do it. I have no idea. So we welcome back Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Okay, so we have Emma, and she said, yes, I'll come on, and I am willing to talk. That's why, again, I'm sending out the good vibes, but we'll see what happens. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
So we got the rundown of the date. There was bowling. There was drinking.
Yes.
And then there was radio silence after that.
Yes.
So go ahead and where are we from
What's
here?
What's the deal?
Yeah, what is the deal?
Ryan, let's keep it short and sweet.
Oh, boy.
One, you were drunk during our date. Two, I feel like you showed up drunk.
Wow.
We did have some fun, silly moments, but what you fail to remember is calling me fat.
Wait, I did what?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You told me that I could stand to lose some weight and buy some better clothes. Like, really? According to you, I dress like a sailor.
Okay, wait, hang on. Ryan, what do you say?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry if I did that, but you know, by the way, you were dressed like a sailor. A sexy little sailor.
Oh, God. Just don't, Ryan. I'm done.
What?
Learn how to talk to women. See you later.
What? Just being honest.
Emma?
Okay, she is gone.
She says short and sweet. Short
she
and simple.
Did. Well, I don't know if it was, that was not sweet, but it was short.
It was very short.
Oh, and I had my fingers crossed.
Well, so you don't remember saying that, or did you say something like that?
I don't know.
Because sometimes maybe the way you said it made her feel like you were calling her fat, and maybe you're like, oh, you're, because if you, did you say thick, maybe, or I don't know. I'm trying to help you
I guess,
out, maybe.
I guess the bigger question or concern for me is, Ryan, were you so drunk that it's possible that this happened and you don't remember. Like, were you drunk enough to where things happened that you don't remember?
Maybe. I mean, I was just so nervous.
Yeah.
Did you show up drunk?
No, I wouldn't show up drunk.
Okay. I get it. Nerves make people do very stupid things.
Yeah.
What does a sexy sailor look like? Would she have like Popeye's outfit on? What's going on here?
She had like a scarf thing with a button down, and there was like sort of a deep plunge. It was hot.
Okay.
So it was a compliment, but maybe the way you said it while being drunk. I don't know.
I think this is what happens is people try to make jokes.
Yeah.
They say things like, you look like Papa the Sexy Thick Sailor. You see, you say something
and then
like that.
What did you just say?
Mm-hmm. You called me fat.
Yeah.
You called me Popeye.
So that's what she heard, but he was thinking, oh, I'm calling her sexy. She's vibing off of it.
But you don't remember that at all.
I mean, I remember it a little bit.
Okay.
I remember I called her a sexy thick sailor, something like that.
Okay, yeah, see, exactly.
Something like that.
Right. So hey, thick was in there.
I don't think he meant bad by it.
Because you sound like you really, because you reached out to us to find out what happened to her.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Ryan, I apologize I got your hopes up, because I got my hopes up.
A miscommunication. Maybe there's still, I don't think
see,
so.
It all comes back to Antoine and his dumb, we got to communicate better thing over here.
Emma hung up the phone. I don't think resurrection.
But you're right on that. It was a miscommunication. It feels like it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So you're going to need to lay off the booze there just a little bit. I know you were nervous and it happens. I've seen it
happen.
Or cut off
two drinks, you know?
Yeah.
Just cut it off.
We're going to call this one lessons learned, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No argument here.
And the biggest lesson learned of all the lessons today, boo, is that Antoine was right.
Thank you.
Communication is important. Ugh.